Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1746, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Told me that he had given false testimony at the trial of Leo M. Frank and expressed his sorrow for having done so. Dr. Thos H. Hancock, sworn for the movant. On Sunday, March 22, 1914, in company with Detective W. J. Burns, Attorney H. J. Haas, and C. W. Burke, I called on Albert McKnight, who was a patient at the colored hospital known as Fairhaven Infirmary on West Mitchell Street in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. I heard Detective Burns questioning Albert McKnight regarding the affidavit that McKnight had made to C. W. Burke on January 1914, and heard the detective ask him if the affidavit was the truth, and Albert McKnight stated to us that it was the truth in every respect, and he told Detective Burns that he had lied in the testimony which he gave on the witness stand at the trial of Leo M. Frank, and that he had made his affidavit to C. W. Burke of his own free will and accord, without any promise of reward. I heard Albert McKnight tell Detective Burns that one R.L. Craven, employed at the firm of Bjork and Gregg, was the man who had induced him, McKnight, to swear falsely against Mr. Dot Frank. I heard C.W. Burke tell McKnight to explain to all present what, if any, offers said C.W. Burke had made to him in order to secure his affidavit, and McKnight replied that Mr. Dot Burke had made no offers to him of any kind, and further that Mr. Dot Burke had only talked religion to him, and that he heard Mr. Dot Burke only the truth. On March 21, 1914, while visiting the said Fairhaven Infirmary, and while in conversation with Albert McKnight, the said McKnight voluntarily told me that one R.L. Craven, who was employed at the store of Bjork and Gregg, was the man who had come to him and induced him to swear falsely against Leo M. Frank, and in explaining to me how Mr. Dot Craven had induced him to swear falsely, stated that Mr. Dot Craven approached him and said, "Albert, there is a large reward offered for the person guilty of Mary Fagan's murder, and you and I might as well earn the reward as anyone else." McKnight further told me that when he had made his affidavit to, he said, R.L. Craven, he, McKnight, told his wife Minnie of what he had done, and McKnight said his wife was very much excited over the statement, which he said he had given to Craven and told him it was a lie, and further told him that he had better get the statement back, that it would get him in trouble if he did not, and McKnight told me that,